Lesson 4. Consonant substitutions in the Italian accent. There are several things that tend to happen to consonants because of this characteristic Italian resonance and rhythm. First of all, in a very thick version, very, very thick version of Italian accent, there's a tendency for the last syllable, especially the last consonant or group of consonant in long multisyllabic words, to almost disappear completely. And this integrates into the stage that we would call the falling action of an utterance. Give you, for example, the word television would sometimes be, instead of a full television, they would just say televish, as if the last syllable is disappearing altogether. And the word interesting might become interesting. Refrigerator, refrigerator. Conversation, conversation. Of course, this can lead to some very great pitfalls when it comes to being understood from the stage. So you want to be extremely careful and understand that this sometimes happens in authentic Italian speech, but you may not want to do it very much on the stage. Now, the next consonant concept we must look at is with the R sounds, the R sounds. Now, whether they are initial at the beginning of syllables or medial ERs or ERs at the ends of words, all Rs in Italian are rolled, a short roll, or what we might call a single tap on the R. The tongue does not curve, but it curves. It, instead of curves, taps on the palate. So you don't have the R or the retroflex R of American speech, but the one short tap. There's not enough time on this tape to teach the full roll of the R, but the full roll is not really needed. So you just do this tap, which is almost like doing a D. Let's do this in several different word lists and on several sentences with the R in different positions in the words. We'll do the alternation again. Don't just do the R. Do everything else we've been doing. Resonance, rhythm, etc., etc. Restaurant, restaurant. Create, create. Very, very. Person, person. Region, region. Star, star. Few sentences. Everyone should return very often to the region of his birth. Everyone should return very often to the region of his birth. Richard Rodgers wrote the music for Carousel and several other great shows. Richard Rodgers wrote the music for Carousel and several other great shows. We move on to what in America are lingua alveolar consonants, especially the T and the D, T and D, the lingua alveolar plosives, where the tongue hits in American speech, not the teeth itself, but the gum ridge. Now, these are sometimes called the Italian dentals, because right along with the resonance and the rhythm, the tongue is going to thrust and hit on the teeth, lower down on the teeth instead of on the gum ridge. So you have a bit of a more dental T. So instead of tip, you get tip, tip. And you have farther back on the tongue hitting lower down on the teeth. Let's try a few. Word list, time, time. Really put the flat of your tongue against the back of the teeth. Taxes, taxes. Attack, attack. Attitude, attitude. Now with some D's, dinner, dinner. Don't, don't. Dessert, dessert. And just one sentence here, because this is basically very easy. Tall tales were told down under the dock by Tom Drake and friends. Tall tales were told down under the dock by Tom Drake and friends. Now we now must move on to the TH sounds, the voiced th, th, as in this and that, and the voiceless th, th, as in thin and thick. Now, these are called lingua dental sounds, and in American speech, the tongue actually hits the bottom of the teeth. The tip of the tongue sticks out and hits the bottom of the teeth. In Italian, these are pronounced exactly the same way the T was above. They are the Italian dentals, and you have the tongue hitting the back of the teeth. So it's much more of the plosive sound. D, 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 and th, 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 th. So let's try it again with word list. Thought, taught. Thistle, thistle. Theory, theory. Thorax, thorax. Theology, theology. Almost a T. With the voice, with the voiced one, we're going to have almost a D. Gather, gather. Other, other. Therefore, therefore. Thus, thus. There, there. Some sentences. Thoughtful theologians thank God through prayer. Thoughtful theologians thank God through prayer. Thus thou came, and thus thou goest. Thus thou came, and thus thou goest. The snake slithered in from the other room.
The snake slithered in from the other room.
I remind you once more to do all the resonance, everything with the resonance and rhythm we've been doing. Thin people think dieting is thoroughly unnecessary.
Thin people think dieting is thoroughly unnecessary.
And let's just give a few examples of these THs at the ends. You tend to have a little bit more of the fricative sound at the ends. Wrath,
wrath.
Teeth, teeth. Eighth, eighth. I had my eighth tooth pulled by Seth the dentist.
I had my eighth tooth pulled by Seth the dentist.
Pretty much the same, but perhaps a little bit closer to the TH sound as we know it. Lithe,
lithe.
Blithe,
blithe.
Soothe, soothe. I was soothed by the blithe spirit.
I was soothed by the blithe spirit.
Now, the last of the consonants we look at is perhaps more of an isolated thing from some of the others. It's one where the Z sound, which in most situations in Italian becomes a voiceless S sound. Let's just look at a few. Tries,
trice.
Repose,
repose.
It's not quite as important at the beginning of words. Zebra, zebra. Zero, zero. You can still do a little bit of the Z there. Max tries to revise the laws that applies to blazing potatoes.
Max tries to revise the law that applies to blazing potatoes.
The bulldozer made so much noise that Edward's repose ended.
The bulldozer made so much noise that Edward's repose ended.
And this is the end of the lesson on the consonants of the Italian accent.